The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now continuing with Simon Tzadi Dalid of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Eruvei Chatzeros. Just to recap, we said that min haTorah, it is permissible to carry in an enclosed courtyard, since it qualifies as a reshus hayachid, as a private domain. However, the sages were concerned that if we would allow one to carry from his private home into the courtyard, or from the courtyard to his private home, he might come to confuse it with a reshus harabim, with a public domain, and he would end up carrying from his private home to a reshus harabim, or from the reshus harabim to his home. Consequently, they forbade carrying in this manner, meaning from a private home to reshus harabim, or from reshus harabim to a private home, or from one reshus hayachid to another, if they have different ownership. In order to get around this prohibition, Chazal allowed a person to make an Eruv Chatzeros, which would bind all of the members of a courtyard into a single entity, so that on some halachic level, we can view all of them to be considered part of one large family, and thereby the courtyard no longer resembles a reshus harabim, and it would therefore be permissible to carry from the courtyard to a home, and from the home to a courtyard, and also between private homes. The method of making the Eruv Chatzeros is by having all of the families in the courtyard share some food together. This doesn't mean that they have to eat it, this just means that they have to all have a shared ownership in that food, and the food must be kept in one of the homes in the courtyard. The simplest way to go about this is to have one member of the courtyard legally share a loaf of bread together with the entire courtyard. They do not have to be present when he is legally transferring the ownership of the loaf of bread to the collective inhabitants of the courtyard, but there are some qualifications that must be done. So let's see Halacha Zayin. Sarach lezakos dafka ayidei acher. When transferring the legal ownership of the loaf of bread, it must be done through a third party. Meaning, if Reuven wants to give over legal ownership of his bread to all of the members of the courtyard, he can't just do it through himself. There has to be someone else, Shimon, who is going to receive it on behalf of all of the members of the courtyard. Ulachain lo yizaka ayide bino ubito haktadim. Therefore, he may not make the acquisition through his own son or daughter, who are children, even if they do not rely on his table, on his food, because their hand is like his hand, meaning they are, since they are minors, they are not considered to be independent of him, and therefore they cannot actualize this acquisition. But the hand of another child, meaning a child who's not his own, the acquisition could occur through them. Because on rabbinic laws, we say that a child could receive something on behalf of others. Meaning, if it's his own child, he couldn't do it, because his own child's hand is like his own hand. So that's not considered through someone else. But through someone else's child, it would be permissible. V'im efshar, and if it's possible, Lo yizakeh ayidei ishto. One should not have the acquisition take place through his wife. Shemaleh la mizonos, since he provides her with food, and therefore she is not truly considered independent of him. Vegam lo ayidei beno ubito hagdolim, and also not with his son and daughter who are adults, imhem smuchim al shulchano, if they rely on his table for food. Mishum deyesh omrim, because there are those who say, degam elo nechshavim ki yado, that these family members are also considered like his own hand, and therefore, since they're not an independent party, then the transaction cannot occur through them. Umikomakam bedeles ish acher. In any case, if there's no one else available other than his family members, yachol zakos al yedehen, he could have the acquisition occur through them. The Mishnah Berurah points out this is even true if it's his own child who is a minor. The im haben nasa isha, and if his son is married, even if he is relying on his father for food, his father supports him. Everyone agrees that in that case, a married child is going to be considered independent, and therefore the Erev could take effect through the married child. Halacha Ches tells us what is the minimal amount of food that needs to be shared among the residents of a chatzer so that it can qualify as an Erev. He says, Kama hu shir ha Erev? What is the minimum amount of food for the Erev? Bisman shehem shmona asar balibatim opachos, if there are 18 or less households that share the courtyard, shiuro kigrogres, then the amount of food that needs to be shared is a kigrogres, shu kimoshlish beitza, which is like a third of an egg, l'ko echad, for each household. Chutz mizeh shu oseh se'erev umanicho besoch besoy, with the exception of the one who makes the erev and keeps it inside his house, ki hu einot tzorach litein pas, because he does not need to provide bread, kevin shebelav haki hu darsham, since anyhow he dwells in his own house. So this means to say, let's say there are six households that share a courtyard, so then they would need to share at least six kigrogres of bread, which is the equivalent of being two eggs worth in volume. Now let's say the courtyard is shared by many families. V'imhem yosem mishmona aser, if there's more than 18 families there, afilo heim elef, even if it's 1,000, shiuray mazon shtei seudos, then the minimal requirement of the Erev is the amount to provide for two meals, shehem shmona esrei grogros, which is 18 grogros, meaning that you never have to have more than 18 grogros regardless of how many families are there, shehem kemo shesh beitzim, which is like 6 eggs, v'yesh omrim shehem kemo shmona beitzim, is like 8 eggs, ulefizeh kegrogros hu kishlish utashis beitza, and according to this, a kegrogros is like a third plus a ninth of an egg. The Mishnah Berurah says, l'chachila, one should be strict for this opinion. So practically speaking, what are we talking about? Usually, when people make an Erev Chatzeros, they use a box of matzos. The reason is that matzos can last a long time and still be edible, and it would not need to be replaced every week. So it would be sufficient for there to be six square matzos, and this would qualify as an Erev regardless to how many people share ownership in the chatzer. Halacha tes. Sarach shelo yakbid al ha'erev. It is necessary that people would not be strict about the food of the erev. Im yochlenu chavero, if the other person eats it. V'im makbid alav, but if someone is strict about who eats the Erev, then Eina Erev, then it does not qualify. Therefore, one must be careful not to make the Erev with something that they prepared for Shabbos that they intend to eat themselves, because if they are makbid, if they are strict, that they don't want someone else eating from it, the Erev does not work. The reason for this is, as we explained, the entire rationale behind the Erev is that all of the members of the shared courtyard would be considered as one large family, as we see from the fact that they're all sharing the same food. But this would mean that if one family is strict that the other family should not eat from the food, then they cannot be considered a merged unit. We previously mentioned that the Erev must be placed in the home of one of the residents of the courtyard. Now, in Halacha Yud, he tells us another qualification of the place in which the Erev is put. Ha'erev tzarach lios munach b'makam. The Erev must be placed in a location. Sheko echad min habalibatim shenase b'shvulam yochol lavoshama b'nashmashos. In which all the members of those families that live in the courtyard, from whom the Erev was made, would be able to go there at the onset of Shabbos. Ulachain, and therefore, im ha-yasham o bashchuna meis, rachman lezon, if God forbid there's a corpse, either in the room, or in the home, in which the Erev is, or it's in the neighborhood, blocking access to the home without coming in contact with the corpse, the echad min balibatim hu kohen, and one of the members of the courtyard is a kohen, v'lo ha'yu yachol lavo ben hashmashos el ha'erev, and he is therefore not able to go to the erev, to access the erev, at the onset of Shabbos, because of the presence of the corpse, bata ha'erev, the Erev is invalid for everyone, because every member of the courtyard must have access to the Erev at least at the onset of Shabbos. Halacha Yud Aleph. Yesh lasos Eruv Chatzeros b'chol Erev Shabbos. The Erev Chatzeros should be made on every Friday, u'b'Shabbos yivtzar olav, and on Shabbos they should consume the Erev, Kilokamon, Simukuf Beis, Sif Beis, as we will see later on, Ki Eino Tzarech Lios Kayam Rak Bechnos Shabbos, because the Erev must only be sustained at the onset of the Shabbos. It is not necessary that the food should last all of Shabbos. Ach Im Yesh Lochosh, but if there's a concern, Pen Yishkach Pam Achas, that maybe one Friday they would forget to make it, and thereby they would cause people to violate transferring on Shabbos. Yochol la'arev b'kika echad l'kol ha'shabbos ha'shad ha'pesach. It is permissible to make an erev on a single loaf for all of the Shabbosos up until Pesach. U'kisha'omer b'hadein, and when he says the passage that is said when he makes the erev, yisayim, he should conclude, b'chol ha-shabbosos sha'ad ha-pesach, that this will be for all Shabbosos up until the Pesach, ha-bolein l'tova, which is coming upon us. V'tzorach she'yaseh ha-kikar dak v'ofui heitev, she'lo yiskalkol. And it is necessary then that the loaf should be thin and well baked so that it does not get moldy and become inedible. Yal Shabbos shebesoch haPesach, and in the Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Pesach, yaseh ha'erev b'matzah k'shera, the erev should be made on kosher matzah, because remember, it has to be a food which is edible for that Shabbos. Halacha Yud Beis. Ein osin eruve chatzeros b'yamtuf. It is forbidden to make an eruv on Yom Tov. The reason for this is because it looks like we are constructing something, and it would fall under a violation of Tikkun Mana, of the rabbinical prohibition which relates to the melacha of makah b'patish. V'imchol yomtev be'erev Shabbos, if yomtev falls out on Friday, tzrichin lasoso be'erev yomtev, it would be necessary to make the erev for that Shabbos on the day before yomtev. Now the Mishnah Berura has a question: what happens if a person forgot and by accident did make an Erev on Yom Tov? He wonders whether that Erev would be effective. But certainly, lechatchila, the halacha is that the Erev may not be made on Yom Tov. We have mentioned that all of the residents of a chatzer must join together in order for the Erev to be effective. If there's any member of the chatzer which is not taking part in the Erev, then they would not be allowed to carry in the chatzer. But what we have yet to define is what is the definition of a resident of the chatzer. For example, let's say a person normally sleeps in one area but eats in another. Which location would be considered his primary residence? So that's halacha yud gimel. He says, Misha ochel b'makam echad v'yoshen b'makam acher. A person who eats in one place and he sleeps in some other location, makom achilase hua ikal inyinze. In this regard, we say that the place that he eats is going to be his primary place of dwelling. V'sham hu oser, and over there he would forbid everyone to carry. Im ochu sham mishalo b'cheder miyuchad, if he eats from his own food in a private apartment. Avu b'makam shehu yashen eino oser, but in a place in which he merely sleeps and does not eat, that would not be considered his primary residence, and therefore he would not forbid people from carrying in that location. Halacha Yudalad continues to define what is considered a person's residence. It says, Hamisarech bechatzer, one who dwells in a courtyard, Yesh Omrim, there are those that say, Da'afilo nisarech bebayis bifnei atzmo, that even if he resides in his own apartment, Imlo nisarech derech keva, Elo l'shloshim yom o lefachot, if he does not reside there on an ongoing basis, but rather it's for 30 days or less, eino oser al bnei hachatzer, he does not forbid the members of the courtyard to carry there, v'chulam mutarim l'taltel, and everyone is permitted to transfer items, bein mi bate ba'ole habatim, min mi bayis harveach, either from their own homes or from the home of the guests. Vafilo im ha'orchim rabim ubal habayis echad, even if there are many guests who are dwelling there for less than 30 days and only one bal habayis, it's still permissible for everyone to carry in all locations. Vidafka b'de'ika bal bayis kavua, and this is only when there is at least one regular resident there. Vafilu hu goy, even if he's not Jewish. Da'az ha'orchim b'telum l'gabei, because then we can say that the guests are all subordinate to him. Avo'im kulam heim orchim, but if they are all guests, meaning they're all there on a temporary basis, Oshim ze al ze, then we would say that they would forbid each other to carry in that location. Im yesh l'ko echad cheder miyuchad l'achila, if each of the guests has their own independent apartments, and they did not make an erev chatzeros which covers all of the guests. V'im yesh b'nehem goy, and if there's a non-Jew who shares in the courtyard, tzrichen leskar rishuso kilakamon, they would need to rent his domain, as it will be explained below. V'yesh omrim she'ein chilak bein oreach l'ba'al bayis, There are those that say that there's no distinction between a guest and one who is there long term. Because anyone who has his own apartment in which to eat, dino kebal bayis, he has the same status as a long-term resident. And this is the way that one should ideally be strict, to consider that anyone who has their own private apartment there could make it usur for everyone else to carry within the courtyard if they're not included in the Erev. V'yesh lehem la'arev b'lo bracha. If you have a situation like this, where you have short-term residents who have their own apartment, so they should make an Erev without a bracha, because there's a halachic dispute about whether or not it's necessary. U'bidiyaved, but post facto, if it really happened that the short-term residents who have their own apartment were not included in the Erev, yesh lismoch asvara harishona, one could rely on the first opinion to say that since they are there for 30 days or less, they do not qualify as residents who could forbid others from carrying in the chatzer. The Mishnah Berura says that one can even rely on this opinion l'chatchila, and anyone who's going to be residing in the chatzer for no more than 30 days will not forbid others from carrying there. Halacha tesvav. Yisrael hadar im goy b'chatzer echas. If a Jew dwells together with a non-Jew in the same courtyard, ein hagoy oser olav, the non-Jew does not cause it to be forbidden for the Jew to carry there, umutar letalto mibayis lechatzo mechatzo lebayis, and it is permissible for the Jew to carry from his home to the courtyard and from the courtyard to a home, even though there's no Erev there. Vafilohem shnei Yisraelim o yoser, even if there are two or more Jews there, Rak Shehem Dorim Baofen Shehem Lo Hoyut Srichim Le'erev, but they are dwelling in a scenario in which they do not require an Erev. Kimavur Le'il Sifyud Gimel, as it was explained earlier in Sifyud Gimel. For example, if they eat in one place and sleep in another. Even in this case, the fact that there's a non-Jew who shares in the chatzer, it does not forbid them from carrying there. But if there are two or more Jews there that are required to make an Erev, oz, in that case, if a non-Jew also dwells there and shares the courtyard, who osa aleihem, he will cause them to be forbidden to carry there. Ve'einom yecholon la'arev, and they will not be able to make an erev ad sheyiskaru mimenu es harashus, until they rent from him his property. Ve'imdorim sham shnei goyim o yose, and if there's two or more Jews that live there, Tzrichim l'skar miko echad v'echad, it would be necessary to rent the property from every non-Jew that is there. Now, when we talk about renting from the non-Jew, this doesn't mean that the Jews have to rent the entire apartment or home that the non-Jews have, but rather this is a unique form of schiris, of rental, which would allow the Jews some element of ownership over the non-Jewish property. Now, this is going to be explained in the upcoming sections in this siman, how this is done. In addition, later on in Sif Chaf Gimel, we would discuss what happens if there is a Jew who's not observant, who is a resident of the same chatzer, whether he can also forbid other Jews from carrying there.